Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, he has been out on leave for a couple of weeks. Glenn Sanchez did a great job filling in for him, reporting on us on the St. Bernard area. I'm talking about Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. And welcome back, Robbie. We want to hear all about Kentucky. I know that first part of your hunt was pretty frigid up there.
Yeah, Don, we wound up getting 7 inches of snow up there, and it was a little cold. It was -9 a couple of days. Then it warmed up, and I say it warmed up. It warmed up in the 20s, where you could actually get outside and go do some hunting, and managed to get a buck that I've been chasing for 3 seasons. it was a success. It was all right.
Congratulations. 3 years you've been watching this buck?
Yeah, I had him on camera for 3 years, and I hadn't had a chance to, you know, come across him. And me and him came, you know, we crossed paths this past gun season in November, but I couldn't pull off the shot. It was a little bit too dark in the morning. I had just gotten a stand, and I seen he passed right, I mean, like 20 yards from me, and I couldn't get him in a scope. So I let him walk, and I figured, I said, well, if I'm gonna have a chance to get this buck, it's gonna be when it gets really cold, because he's got to eat. I know he's been chasing does for 2 months now. I said he's got to eat. So I went corn piled him, because it's legal to bait up there. So I corn piled him, and sure enough, he came into that corn, and I got him with the crossbow. So it was like that's done. So it was the end of an era for him, and it was a success for me, I guess.
That's great. Now, were you blood tracking him in the snow?
Don, he went 20 yards and flopped over on the ground, and I didn't have to go anywhere to go. I didn't have to track him anywhere. I could see him. He just keeled over, double lunged him, and man, he just rolled right over and keeled over 20 yards from where I shot him.
What a great story. Well, Robbie, while you were gone, it was pretty cold here. We had a jubilee in the bayou. You know, Glenn and I were talking about it. You know that phenomenon when it gets real, real cold, the water's the little deeper there in Bayou Lutron, they stack up. And people were already texting me before we got off the air. They were lining up and catching reds down there. How's it been this week?
Well, this week here, you know, of course, that redfish phenomenon is over with. So, you know, it's done warmed up, and you know, the redfish that was in the bayou here didn't move back up into the marshes. But I tell you, Don, the fishing has been, yesterday water temperatures got up to like 59 degrees, and I figured the trout would have just, you know, been on these flats and turned back on. But that has not happened. And I'm not really sure. And we didn't have any fish kill around here. Nobody that I know of saw any dead fish, so I just think they're still lethargic and not wanting to bite. But, you know, I think today's going to be another warm day. Supposed to get up around 70 today. So hopefully that it warms this water up and it kicks it off where these fish start eating a little bit. Now, the few fish that were caught this past week were all full of glass minnows. There's no live shrimp left around here to catch. Zach went yesterday, caught 55 live shrimp, so in 5 drags. So he didn't. That was, you know, shrimp are gone. That's over with. So, but the speckled trout that were cleaned on the table here, they were spitting. You know, they had glass minnows in them. So, I think if you use anything that's kind of clear, small but clear plastics, you know, whatever you like. I you know what I mean. We're not going to get into names of all these things, but whatever you like, that's small, that's clear, that has a chartreuse tail, I think you'll be successful with, you know, catching some speckled trout. And they did catch some speckled trout up the channel here by right about 4 miles up going up toward the wall up there. So, and now, look, if you want to go do the meat run, we're out there by the Long Rocks. It's going to be a beautiful day. go out by the Long Rocks with some dead shrimp and a jig head. You can catch all the sheephead you want, all the puppy drums you want, all the redfish you want. They all out there. They are stacked up. So by the cut in the rocks, they got plenty of that action going out there. People that went yesterday did very well, and I think you'd be able to do the same thing today with no problem. Up in the interior marshes around Milo and Sioux and up in those bayous and those deep turns, plenty of freshwater catfish on the bottoms if you want to go try to catch them, and that doesn't require – you know, it's not rocket science there either. It's just a dead shrimp on the bottom, and I think you could probably fill the boat up with that. Still catching a few bass around here, Don. So, you know, the water's going to be falling all day, and those bass are coming out of those ponds, and they're on the points and, you know, fishing the points along the ship channel here, along Mystic Oak, and they've been catching plenty of those little bass around here, and you're allowed 10, and they – you know, and they've been eating up pretty good. So you have options. It's what you want to do with them. But if today's your day to fish and you're coming on down here, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. My camper will be here. We're waiting on you and get you in the water.
Well, you offered a lot of different options there. You know, everything from trying to hunt a few speckled trout and reds to a meat haul with sheephead and the bottom feeders. And you got blue catfish and freshwater bass down there. And you're right, that tide is going to fall real hard until about 1 o'clock this evening, and today's the day to do it because tomorrow they're talking 80% chance of some showers and stuff. Got another little front coming, so I would suggest they get out there today and get her done. Robbie, thanks for the report, and congratulations, and thanks for that great story on the hunt. I need to get in touch with you a little bit later on. I want to talk to you about making an Osceola turkey hunt.
Okay. All right. We'll do it. All right. I'll talk to you later on this morning when you finish the show.
Okay, Robbie.
All right, Don. All right. Later. Bye-bye.
All right, we welcome him back. He's been up in Kentucky and a great deer story. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.